For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Kelly Kenoyer. Governor Mike Parson announced in a press conference today that the stay-at-home order for Missouri will be extended through May 3rd. State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll says the following day is when he plans to reopen some businesses in the state.
Parson's current stay-at-home order was set to expire April 24th, but Parson says he thinks Missouri has reached its peak of coronavirus cases. He's cautiously optimistic the state is on a downward turn, but he's extending his statewide order. He says that's to ensure Missourians can get back to work on May 4th.
The decision to move the date from the 24th and why we're going to the 3rd is simply to start preparing for opening up the state of Missouri.
In the next couple weeks, Parson says he plans to significantly expand testing capacity and protective equipment reserves, possibly expand healthcare systems capacity if needed, and improve the ability to predict potential outbreaks. He wants to do all of this by May 4th. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
The timeline to reopen the economy in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic is a hot topic. Jonathan All reports the congressman from Southeast Missouri says the decision should be made at the local level.
Representative Jason Smith says coronavirus is affecting different areas of the country with varying levels of intensity. The Republican from Salem says that means when to end stay-at-home orders and allow businesses to reopen can't be a federal or even state decision.
What works in St. Louis County doesn't work in Phelps County. So I think that in reopening government, in all the decisions needs to be decided, that's what's closest to the people and that's what works best.
Smith says rural areas with less dense population and few to no cases should be able to go back to normal sooner if the cities and counties think it's the right decision. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan All.
The state of Missouri is temporarily waiving restrictions on to-go orders and delivery orders of alcoholic beverages. Restaurants and bars will now be able to package freshly mixed cocktails to go, in addition to prepackaged alcohol they were able to sell before. A spokesperson for the state says waiving restrictions is only a temporary measure intended to help restaurants and employees facing difficult economic circumstances because of the pandemic. Laura Jolly and Sean Rost of the State Historical Society of Missouri were guests on KBIA's live call-in show at noon today. The pair are experts in the ways people document their lives in times of crisis, such as photography, letter writing, and journaling. Something they have noticed in records from older crises is how people still talk about daily occurrences like the weather. Jolly says focusing on normal life can bring stability in times of uncertainty.
I think that people take comfort in going back to the daily activities, you know, things that just have to happen in your life.
Jolly and Rost implore people to come to the State Historical Society with their records of life during COVID-19. There are 87 total cases of COVID-19 in Boone County, with 10 active, 76 recovered, and one death. That's one new case and an additional two recovered cases since yesterday. I'm Kelly Kenoyer, KBIA News, Columbia.